Stickered Up, the official podcast of the Cars Tour, is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour, presented by Sound Gear. And it is race week, and we head to Jacksonville, North Carolina this weekend for the running of the National 250. 125 laps for the late model stock cars this weekend at New River All-American Speedway. Before we jump into this week's festivities, we've got to go back to last Saturday night at Hickory Motor Speedway, the Tough Shed 250, where the pro late models and the late model stock cars took to the racetrack. First and foremost, it was the pro late models for their first 100-lap feature. And we'll go to our friends at Flow Racing for the recap.
Kyle Campbell and Caden Quapple lead us down for the start. The Tough Shed 250 for the pro late models is green at Hickory. Remain door-to-door amongst the front four. In fact, throughout the entire field, as Campbell washes up wide, and by inches, Caden Quapple will lead the first lap.
And what a great visual. You can see these tires at low pressure bouncing. You can see how rough that this racing surface is. For those of you who were watching earlier in our broadcast, the onboard footage of Kate Brown, you can see how bumpy that this racetrack is so far.
Here they come into the Death Wish Coffee restart zone. Bobble, it appears as though trying to time it perfectly. Lost a little bit of ground there to Campbell, who has a half car length advantage. Now a full car length advantage off the corner as Loden tags the wall. That time, Quapple trying to hang tough on the outside lane on Campbell as they come off turn four, but it's Campbell with the drive off the fourth corner to have a half a car length edge at the line. 56 laps to go. A bit of a jam up in the midfield. Campbell trying to work the top side to see what he can do off of two to get the lead back. What a job by Kyle Campbell to get that lead back as the battle for second continues. Outside, Caden Quapple. He's now making that top line work to his advantage.
Jones and Davis swinging back and forth. Davis looking for the crossover off of two.
Now it's Davis with the run. Nick Loden is starting to draw in on these two as they have a slugfest for second spot. Davis runs Jones wide. Loden down to the bottom in the fight for third now off the corner. Oh. Jones almost underneath Davis in turn one, and they touch again.
Onto the apron as Davis plays onto the race car. Nick Loden has caught this battle. He was way away back here. Davis, a little bit of a better run off of four. And Jones gets the run, but he has hurt on his inside. Spencer Davis, well-executed move to try and get by Connor Jones right there. Saw Campbell pushing up a little bit off of turn two, but it looks like he's going to be able to work with about 7 ticks of a second or so coming to the white flag.
One lap to go for Kyle Campbell. Started the season off with a victory at Southern National Motorsports Park. Won his first pole earlier on this afternoon. And what a start to the year for this driver. Back-to-back wins to start 2024. Kyle Campbell wins at Hickory.
Kyle Campbell the winner. His second win in as many starts in 2024. Spencer Davis was second. Nick Loden finished third. Connor Jones fourth. Katie Hettinger fifth. Jimmy Renfro Jr., he finished sixth. TJ McLaren finished seventh. Aiden King eighth. Caden Honeycutt ninth. And Kyle Steckley round out your top 10. Again, 28 cars took the green flag for the pro late model race. And it was pretty much Kyle Campbell as he led 97 of the 100 laps. And we will chat with the winner of the pro late model 100 lap feature in segment two here at Stickered Up. Taking a quick look at the points after two events for the pro late models, Kyle Campbell, he is the points leader with those two wins. Jimmy Renfro Jr., he is 13 markers back, as well as Spencer Davis. Caden Honeycutt's fourth. He's 17 markers back, as well as Katie Hettinger. She's 17 points back. Aiden King, 21 points back. Caden Quapple, 23, as well as TJ McLaren. Well, after the pro late models let the dust settle, it was time for a 150-lap late model stock car feature at the famed Hickory Motor Speedway. We go back to our friends at Flow Racing for the recap.
Into the Death Wish Coffee start zone. Lewis had trouble getting up through the gears. It's going to allow Chad McCombie, who just got off pit road, able to get out
just one lap complete. Lewis back to second. Got a car off the pace. That's Giovanni Ruggiero, who is rolling slowly down the apron of turns 3 and 4.
Into the Death Wish Coffee start zone. And once again, a great launch on the outside line. A little bit better for Landon Lewis, but it's going to be enough for McCombie to clear. And already a little bit of damage on the nose of Connor Jones through turns 1 and 2. Jacob Heffner now on the outside, battling for second. As we have a battle for the race lead once again, Jones, who has been favoring the high side as long as he has been running in the opening portion of this race, trying to fight off Chad McCombie, looking to get the lead back.
That train's a coming on the top side. McCombie's going to try to defend it. Here comes Cruz, outside McCombie. Now McCombie makes the bottom side roll quite well up to Connor Hall, about a half a car length deep on the bottom, with Cruz seemingly committed to follow with the tire tracks of that of Connor Hall on the outside.
Into the Death Wish Coffee start zone, and Dillashaw a little bit sideways as he gets back to the gas, spinning the tires, and we are back underway. McCombie hanging tough on the outside. Does Queen look to the bottom side three wide? He thought about it for a moment, and he'll tuck back in line on the inside behind Connor Zillish.
And despite burping the back tires, Connor Zillish is somehow still able to clear McCombie for the lead, and he left the door open for Brendan Butterbean Queen to follow through on the inside. It's McCombie outside for second. Queen to the bottom in the 03. And the highest we've seen Brendan Butterbean Queen run all night long is second, and he just got there now. He's going to come around and be one lap away from victory.
White flag in the air, and one more trip around this .363 mile oval for Connor Zillish. He collected a Rolex for the Daytona 24 Hours earlier this winter. He's a winner of the 12 Hours of Sebring, and now Z-Max Car Store winner Connor Zillish wins the Tough Shed 250 at Hickory.
And Connor Zillish with his first late model stock car win on the Car Store. He did win a pro event a year ago, but his first late model stock car win with the newly formed Silver Hair Racing Team. Brendan Queen finished second. Chad McCombie third. Connor Hall was fourth. Minnie Tyrrell, who came from multiple laps down, rallies for a fifth place finish. Bobby McCarty was sixth. Cade Brown seventh. Ryan Millington eighth. Brett Cruz ninth. And Traven Lefovich was 10th. Again, 29 cars started on the late model stock car side. And it was definitely an eventful night at Hickory Motor Speedway in both of these races. And again, if you weren't able to catch it, I highly encourage you to go back to Flow Racing and watch the recap when you have some time. Taking a quick look at the point standings for the late model stock cars after two events in 2024. Connor Hall is your points leader. He's got 61 points. Minnie Tyrrell, 7 points back. He's in second. Brett Cruz is third, 8 markers back. Bobby McCarty, fourth. He's 11 markers back. Fifth is Traven Lefovich. He's 14 back. Brendan Queen, sixth. Chad McCombie, seventh. Deep McCaskill, eighth. Brandon Pierce, ninth, in a tie with Jacob Heffner. Also, Ryan Millington in ninth. So that's your top 10 as we head to Jacksonville this weekend for the 125-lap late model stock car feature. We'll preview that in segment three. As I mentioned, segment two, we're going to talk to the race winner from the pro side, Kyle Campbell. But I want to take a moment to reflect on something that the Cars Tour did this past weekend that's a little outside the box. A young man by the name of Deaston Brown is battling terminal cancer. He's got brain cancer. And one of his wishes before he passes away is he wanted to be an intricate part of a Cars Tour weekend. And through the powers of the Cars Tour and folks like Kip Childress and Keely Dubinsky and Carson Ellidge, they were able to make Deaston Brown's dream come true. He was honorary fixture in all the pre-race activities. He was able to give the command to start engines. He met with a lot of the race car drivers before the event. He was part of driver intros. I got an opportunity to speak to this 12-year-old young man and basically told him he was the bravest person I knew. Cancer is a terrible thing, and we talk about it all the time. But this young man, thanks to the Cars Tour, was able to have a very enjoyable evening at Hickory Motor Speedway. He doesn't have much longer, so I champion and challenge all of our listeners and people that follow the Stick It Up podcast to follow his journey on Facebook. It's Deaston's journey. If you Google that on Facebook, there's a page that basically kind of highlights what he's doing in his last days. And Also, there's a GoFundMe page. And if you feel so inclined, I would ask that you donate what your heart lends you to. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending, GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning, GeoCut South Boston, Virginia for powder coating, GeoCut on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com, upload your part drawing, select the material and quantity, and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
This is Boo Carlisle with the Kicking Asphalt Blog, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Rain flag back in the air this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour, presented by Sound Gear. Joining us via the GSX Raps Hotline, the winner of not just Saturday's, but the first pro race at Southern National as well. Two-time pro late model winner in 2024, Mr. Kyle Campbell. Kyle, welcome to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, look, man, I know obviously Southern National was your first win, but, man, you didn't take really long to get back into victory lane, basically the very next race, man. Talk a little bit about Saturday night at Hickory. Again, a pretty dominating performance. You led 97 of 100 laps. Just kind of walk us through and talk about Saturday night.
Yeah, so Saturday, you know, really just started Friday, Saturday as a normal race weekend. We never went into the race expecting anything too much. You know, we were just going out, going racing on the weekend, trying to have a good time. And we walked away with a win. It ended up pretty good. The car was okay in practice. We don't really have the budget to put maybe as many sets of tires on for practice as some of these other big teams. But I feel like we got a car dialed in on older stuff. So by the time qualifying came around, everything just kind of clicked together and the car was bad fast.
Kyle, I always talk about, you know, obviously racing is it's a very expensive sport to get in. And I think that your story in particular is kind of near and dear to my heart because it you don't have that budget. You don't have that kind of money that some of these bigger, more prolific teams that run on the pro late model side has. I mean, you just don't have those same resources. And then for you to go out and get, you know, two wins in the first two events, man, that's a really tall task. I mean, talk a little bit about what it means to you with the small family team to be able to go out there and beat the Highland Motorsports and Donnie Wilson and you know, these high profile pro late model teams that are competing week in and week out.
Yeah, obviously it means a lot when you're capable to get a win. It means a lot, but we kind of went into the season, you know, expecting to run, you know, up front. We knew we bought a good piece off of the Quapples, and we expected to run closer to the front than we did last year. Definitely weren't expecting to walk away the first two races with the first two race wins. So I mean, that definitely came as a shock to not only myself but kind of everyone else. But man, it just means so much in order to get a win. Just to be racing in the Cars Tour is a big deal for a lot of people. I know there's a lot of eyes on the Cars Tour itself. I work out at Millbridge Speedway, and the amount of people just out there that come up and congratulate me after the first win is huge. All the support has been amazing for everyone. It means so much just to get a win in the Cars Tour, let alone win the first two races of the season. We were going into the season hoping for a win, so to walk away with the first two wins of the season and having a pretty decent points lead, you know, this far into the season, it's really something special.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, you know, back-to-back wins, but didn't have a chance to get you on after your first win. How important was that? I mean, like, you know, it's so hard to win in racing in general, but to win a Cars Tour race, it's definitely kind of it's something that you can hang your hat on. And how was it to win that first race at Southern National in early March?
Yeah, that first race at Southern National was definitely something surreal. I feel like I could have enjoyed the moment a little bit better. So, you know, at Hickory, I kind of looked around for a second, kind of took everything all in. But that first win, you know, especially in the Cars Tour, is just so many emotions are pumping through you at the time. And there's so much stuff that's new, that's different, that, you know, I've never done before. I've never done the champagne spray. I've never done the hat dance in Victory Lane. I've seen, you know, I'm friends with the Quapples. I've seen them do it many times. But just getting out of the car and seeing everyone's emotions, my dad, my mom, my sister, you know, seeing everyone else's emotions, I had a pretty emotional interview myself. It was definitely a surreal feeling. So it was nice to get the Hickory win to, you know, kind of take everything else all in.
Kyle, let me ask you this. Obviously, you mentioned, and I was going to actually dive into this too, but this car that you've got, that you've won these first two races, this is a car that you and your family team purchased from the Quapple family. One, how much help have they given you guys in, you know, maybe behind the scenes or to get to the racetrack as far as setup and things of that nature? Have they been instrumental in that aspect?
Yeah, they gave us a good baseline setup to start with the car. And, you know, they haven't given us their whole notebook, obviously, because we're competitors at this point. But, no, they've been really good. Huge thanks to Travis and Carson. They came over before the first race, so the National. And, you know, we scaled the car together. And then in post-race tech, that Southern National, Travis and Carson, honestly, I think did most of the work to the car, just tearing down the motor and, you know, whatever they needed to check in tech. You know, they've done that 100 times, so they know what they're doing there. But the Quapple family's been they've been great to us. The help has kind of been slowing down recently, especially just because I don't want to say it, but I've been beating Caden quite a bit. So I hope it stays that way. Honestly, I hope the help keeps coming, but I don't blame them if they stop trying to help me out.
Yeah. It almost is one of those deals where, hey, we've helped you out. And then now the help's going to, my next question was, what happens when they actually say they want to buy the race car back from you?
Yeah, they said that a couple times. That's the first race. I think Jen came up in Victory Lane and said, hey, we want a race car back. So Caden ran that car in 2022 in the car store, and he ended up with two wins on the season. The first race of the year and then, like, one later in the season. So I'm off to a better track record than he is in that car so far, so I can kind of hang that one over his head.
Kyle Campbell, our guest here on the GSX Raps on Stickered Up podcast. And Kyle, the next trip for you guys, next race event for you guys, a return trip to Orange County Speedway for the first time in a couple of years for the Cars Tour. If I'm not mistaken, I think you do have some laps around there in the Carolina Pro Late models, but talk a little bit about obviously a points lead, kind of the bullseye on your back, so to speak. Now, has that changed? Do you think that'll change the way you approach a race weekend as we go to Orange County next week?
I don't think it is going to change my approach to the racing at all. It might change other drivers' approaches and how they race around me. I trust about 95% of people in the car store, and I know they're going to race me clean on a week-to-week basis. So I never have anything too much to worry about. But then again, I've never been the guy that's been running up front. So it's not going to change my approach, because I go to the racetrack with the same goal every weekend, and that's just keep the fenders on it. And because this is a bit of a sob story, I guess, for me, not really. But when I first started racing in 2010, the following year, my dad fell out of a tree and broke both of his ankles, and I didn't know if we were ever going to race again. My mom was telling me the story after I won at Southern National. Some guy, he was a sponsor at the time, I can't remember his name, but he gave us $60, and that was my allowance to go racing. And if I wrecked, we couldn't afford to fix it back then. And if I win, all the winnings go towards the car, and I still have that same mindset. If we go to the racetrack and we clip a car, it's going to be very hard for us to go back the next weekend. So I treat every race the same, and it's always just keep the car clean first, and wherever we finish, we finish. We're there to have a good time. I'm there to just go out, have fun, make memories racing as I'm still young. If something ends up happening with my racing career, obviously that's what I want. That'd be amazing. But, you know, I'm just going to the track week to week, just trying to keep the car in one piece.
I think that mindset will do you very well moving forward. I've always been a firm believer, and I've been involved in this sport, covered this sport for a long time. And for you to be able to work on your car, be very cognizant of what it costs to not just, you know, get to the racetrack, but what it costs if you have to fix something. I think a lot of these younger drivers, I don't think they have that appreciation, not to say that all of them are like that, but I think that that bodes well. And I think that that is why you're able to earn the respect of your fellow competitors, because you want to race them clean and you expect the same. Kyle, let me ask you this. Obviously, you wanted to run, plan to run full time on the pro late model side, but how is the first two races as far as winning both of those races? Have those affected, have those changed what your goals are? I mean, did you have the goal or the vision to be running for a championship? I mean, I know you said you wanted to win a race, but you've already done that twice. So now, has that changed your perception on how you want to go to the racetrack and what your goals are for the end of the year?
It has changed my goals, to be honest, because at the beginning of the year, we definitely did not think we were going to be in contention for a championship. I never really thought about it too much, to be honest with you, before the season. Then kind of after the first race, it's like, okay, well, you know, I'm the points leader now, so, you know, we're just going to keep trying our best. I mean, that was going to be the goal for every race. But, like, I catch myself now thinking about the points more and more. We're only two races in, so we still have a long season to go, but I seen a post by the car store that the points got updated today, and that was the first thing I looked at. So
yeah,
I catch myself caring about the points more and more, but definitely at the beginning of the season, we didn't think we were going to be shooting for a championship.
Well, it's always good to have that points lead, and like I said, you've got a pretty healthy points lead heading into Orange County next week, but I think Bobby McCarty put it best. He's three-time champion. You just go out there and do what you do every week, and the points will kind of fall where they fall. But you've got – well, I don't know that you can go and lean on them but so much, but those Quapples have had a tendency to win championships in the Cars Tour too, so they could probably give you some good sound advice on how to race when you're running for a championship. But, Kyle, I know it takes a ton of people to get you to the racetrack each and every week. You've got some sponsors. I want to give you an opportunity before we cut you loose here to thank those people that get you to the track every week.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank A Cut Above Stoneworks, Battle Scarred Outdoors, RPM Race Engines, Deep Cove Taxidermy, Kerosene Photography, Wrap Wraps, Fluid Logic, Factory Canopies. I think that's about it. I mean, I'll probably be missing someone and I'll get yelled at by somebody later. But Hellraiser Jacks, that's another one. Can't forget them. But, you know, just I have a lot of friends that come out and support me, so just – thanks to them. Thanks to all the fans that show up. We couldn't be doing it without them. Thanks to the car store and the officials. You know, they run a great program. Everyone loves racing with them. I think that's the pinnacle of short track racing around us. So big thanks to the car store for even giving us the place to the race. And just thanks to everyone that comes out and supports.
Well, Kyle, I can promise you, if you miss any of those sponsors and they're listening, they'll be the first ones to tell you next time you see them. And just tell them that you'll catch them the next time when you win and you end up on Stickered Up. But Kyle, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck to you at Orange County next week, and we'll make the promise to you that we make to everybody. Go out there, get you another checkered flag, and we'll have you back on to talk about it.
Yep, thanks, Stephen.
That's Kyle Campbell, driver of the number 03 on the pro late model side for the Cars Tour. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road. Sticker up. We return. We will preview this weekend's trip to New River All-American Speedway in Jacksonville. You're listening to the Stickered Up podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour.
G GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast. Adam Zirkel, Performance Technologies, video overlays powered by Racetrays. Compare your driving line around the track against the best and see how you stack up against the competition. They get every lap, every car. Available at every Cars Tour event. Trackside IT services, and they can set up a network exclusive to your needs at the racetrack on race weekends. Contact Adam Zirkel, 434-222-8947. That's 434-222-8947.
Hi, I'm Kyle Campbell, driver of the number 03 Pro Late Model in the Z-Max Car Tour, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour, presented by Sound Gear. And the late model stock cars head to New River All-American Speedway this weekend for the National Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram 250. Again, activities will start on Friday afternoon. The Cars Tour late models will take to the track at 2:30 for a one-hour practice session, and then they'll have two 30-minute practice sessions with those wrapping up at 5 o'clock. A little bit different kick in this weekend's festivities. They've actually got racing at the racetrack on Friday night with some local divisions. Those local divisions will take the green flag at 8 o'clock. They include the Rumblers for 30 laps, Street Stocks for 35, Mini Stocks for 50, and the Bombers for 25. And then festivities will kick off again on Saturday afternoon with the Cars Tour pits opening at 1 o'clock. That first practice will go at 1:15, with the final Cars Tour practice going 2:15 to 2:45. And then taking a quick look, grandstands will open at 4, single car qualifying for the late model stock cars will take place at 5 o'clock. Local divisions will also be in play on Saturday. Their practice will go from 5:30 to 6. And then taking a quick look, pre-race ceremonies at meet and greet goes from 6 to 6:40 on the front stretch. Pre-race ceremonies at 6:50. And then the National Dodge Chrysler Jeep 250 will kick off at 7 o'clock, green flag for the Bandos. The Grand National Super Series will run 75 laps, and then the Cars Tour will take the command at 8:28, and the green flag will fly at 8:30 for 125 laps for the late model stock cars, and then following the late model stock car, a 30-lap legend feature. Admission this weekend at New River All-American Speedway, $25 general admission, seniors and military 12, kids 6 to 12 are $12, and under 5 are free. If you cannot make it to Jacksonville this weekend, we encourage you to follow all the action on Flow Racing. Taking a quick look at the entry list for this weekend's National 250, again, 125 laps for the late model stock cars, 26 late model stock cars on the pre-entry list. They include Deke McCaskill, Ronnie Bassett Jr., Brendan Queen, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Dale Earnhardt Jr., who announced on Monday that he would be participating in this event, his first Cars Tour late model stock car event of 2024, Bobby McCarty, Carson Quapple back in the eighth this weekend after a solid debut in the Xfinity Series at Martinsville this past weekend with a top five, Buddy Iles Jr., Mason Diaz back in the 14 for Jimmy Moran this weekend, Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, Chad McCombie, Connor Hall, our points leader, Cade Brown, Cody Dempster, Brett Cruz, Paul Williamson, who is a local there at New River, Landon Huffman, Bryce Applegate, Isabella Robusto makes her return to the late model stock car ranks in a Lee Pulliam performance car this weekend, her first late model stock car Cars Tour event since last year at Hickory when she got the concussion that ended her season prematurely. Landon Lewis driving for Kevin Harvick this weekend in the 62. Katie Hettinger, Traven Levovich, Minnie Tyrell in the 81, who is second in points, and then Jacob Hefner in the 95 for AK Performance. Again, 26 late model stock cars on the pre-entry list for this weekend's festivities. Want to thank those folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week, our friends at Pereer Tank Lines, Adam Zirkel Performance Technologies, GeoCut, GSX Wraps, And as always, broadcasting experts Morgan Patrick for making us sound so good each and every week. I also want to thank our guest via the GSX Raps Hotline, Kyle Campbell, the winner of the first two Pro Late Model races of 2024. If you can't make it to Jacksonville, again, we ask that you check it out on Flow. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Sickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.